Aaron Medina said,
"Please, I need to know how to surpass a Super Saiyan 2 or 3. I need an explanation."
What is that, actually?
I don't even know what that is, so I'm gonna say you run?
Eat your Wheaties in the morning.
You can do exercise.
By exercising a lot and running skills.
Go work out a lot. Try to get involved with a lot of the sports at your school.
Figure out the game. Play it often. Concentrate and eat your spinach.
Try to practice and practice even more, and then you'll get the hang of it.
You need to have lots of practice, maybe with a practice person.
I don't know. Go ask Goku.
To surpass the Super Saiyan 3, you have to be like over 900,000, so I don't know if that's possible.
Dragon Ball Z advice. The only way is focus. Deep breaths and watch as much Dragon Ball Z as possible.
Irel Mendez asks,
do I pour the milk or the cereal first? Oh,
you choose. You can do it whatever you want.
I just had my cereal this morning, and I put the cereal on first and then the milk.
I say the cereal because if you put the milk first, then you put the cereal, everything's gonna splash.
You pour the cereal first, then the milk. So just do it!
You pour the cereal first so that you know how much milk you need.
Pour the cereal first. What's wrong with you? You pour the milk and then you pour the cereal. The cereal floats on top of the milk and you get less cereal, so there's less bang for your buck.
Pour your cereal in first. You pour it halfway up. You put in a little milk so you can see the milk rise the cereal a tiny bit. You pour the second half of the cereal in. Best cup of cereal you will ever have in your life. I guarantee it. Tom approved.
You definitely pour the milk first. And if you pour the cereal first and then the milk, then your cereal gets all soggy. So I pour in the milk and then the cereal on top so the cereal's still, like, nice and crunchy. Everyone thinks I'm so weird for doing that, but trust me, it's better.